SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Donald Trump highlighting his economic policies to in an outreach to Latino voters today in a Miami suburb. The former president says employment, wages, and home ownership have sharply increased for Latinos during his first time in office and will continue to do so when he wins re-election. Mr. Trump also says Kamala Harris is simply not qualified to be president of the United States of America.
We're in a race with some very sick people. They're liars. They just lie. They lie about everything. And I was going to hit her really hard on the trail today, but now I don't have to because she's off.
Also at SRNNews.com, an ex-prosecutor says Fannie Willis laid the groundwork for prosecuting Donald Trump before taking office.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan Monday released a transcript of closed-door testimony from Nathan Wade, the special prosecutor hired by Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis to help manage her office's Donald Trump election interference case before coming under scrutiny for his romantic and financial relationship with Willis. Wade testified that Willis was planning to prosecute Donald Trump and began discussing a search committee to find a special prosecutor to investigate the former president prior to assuming office in January 2021. Wade served on that search committee, which was instated on day one of Willis's term on January 2021. After an unsuccessful search, Wade was ultimately invited to assume the role himself, which he claimed he reluctantly accepted. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Jury selection continuing in the trial of a Marine Corps veteran who placed a man in a chokehold on a New York subway last year. Daniel Penny pleading not guilty to second-degree manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide in the death of Jordan Neely. A spokesman says jury selection might take 2 weeks. This is SRN News. It is a unique Bible for children.
Lifeway Christian Resources has released a special version of the scriptures designed to help youngsters with dyslexia. The CSB Grace Bible for Kids uses a special typeface that makes it easier for those who suffer with dyslexia to read. Lifeway President Ben Mandrell tells the Christian Post, quote, "Dyslexia shouldn't keep kids from reading the Bible. We want to help young readers interact and connect with God in a personal way through His Word." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge has ordered Florida's Surgeon General to stop making threats against TV stations over a pro-abortion ad they had been running, a group campaigning for a ballot measure that would enshrine abortion in the state constitution, sued earlier this month, that over letters in which officials in the state health department sent to those television stations. This is SRN News. Just about the time you think you've heard of everything, a story like this one pops up, and we guess you could call it a hug cap. Not a hub cap, a hug cap. Correspondent Charles De La Desma reports on an extremely bizarre story.
Emotional farewells are a common sight at airports, but travelers leaving the New Zealand city of Dunedin now have to be quick. A new 3-minute cap on goodbye hugs in the airport's drop-off area is intended to prevent lingering cuddles from causing traffic jams. CEO Dan DiBono tells TVNZ it's the airport's way of reminding people that the zone is for quick farewells only.
This is about people dropping off, having a hug, having a farewell and moving on. And we really want to create space for others to be able to do the same. This is about safety and reducing congestion during our peak times.
I'm Charles Ledesma.
And more details at SRNNews.com.